USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Saying it's time to break the logjam and get the federal government open again, President Trump says in an address from the White House on Saturday that he'll offer 3 years of protections for undocumented dreamers, immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, if he gets his nearly $6 billion to help build steel barriers at the southern border. Democrats say it's a non-starter, and the government has to open before they'll negotiate anything else. And many of the people who've been backing Trump in his pursuit of a border wall are not happy either. For instance, conservative columnist Ann Coulter calls his proposal amnesty, saying people voted for Trump, but they got Jeb Bush. Meanwhile, the acting director of ICE says while they're not getting paid, border agents are still doing their job at the border.
And I'm grateful for the work that they do because they're protecting this country each and every day.
He spoke on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Authorities in Northern Ireland say a car bomb exploded last night, and it's linked to a group called the New IRA. It went off near a courthouse in Derry. No injuries reported. The group has been blamed for about 40 attacks since 2012. Air flight cancellations and power outages continue after a big winter storm that hit the Midwest plows into the Northeast and New England, where it'll dump several feet of snow in some spots. Mark Chouinard of the National Weather Service says that snow is not going to melt anytime soon.
So the snow will pretty much have come to an end by Monday, but it will turn very cold behind the system. So Monday we're looking at temperatures in the single digits, teens, and it's going to be breezy as well, so wind chills below zero across much of the region.
No major damage reported after a 6.7 earthquake shakes central Chile last night at about 10:30 local time, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Four volunteer aid workers face up to a half year in prison for illegally going into a national wildlife refuge along the Arizona-Mexico border to leave food and water for illegal immigrants. The four women were volunteering for a group called No More Deaths, which works to end the deaths of migrants crossing harsh desert conditions trying to get into the U.S. A federal judge has found them guilty of entering and operating a vehicle inside a protected refuge without a permit. They left behind water and beans. The judge ruled the actions of the women erode the national decision to maintain the refuge in its pristine nature. And a rock legend who hails from New Jersey, who's also a restaurateur now, feeds federal workers for free. John Bon Jovi's restaurant announcing Saturday that workers who've been furloughed by the federal government, as well as their families, could have Sunday meals at his New Jersey locations of JBJ Soul Kitchen. The restaurant also saying that while there, employees would be offered additional resources and support to help get through this difficult time. The rocker saying that he wants to ensure anyone dealing with food insecurity has a place to go. The restaurant teaming up with the governor, Phil Murphy's charity organization, the Murphy Foundation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.